bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to pump the brakes, right? I know we were talking about a pledge drive for them a year. One thing we always do is we stop, we put God first. And my whole attitude when it comes to finances and comes to needs, God's in control of everything. He wants us to respond, wants us to do our part, no doubt about it. But if you're going through a difficult time right now, just be at peace. You know, put your trust in God as we do here at Relevant Radio and as I try to do every day in my own life. And let's pray. I'll intercede along with you. We'll turn to our Heavenly Father and we'll just ask for His mercy, for whatever intentions it is that you have, whatever needs that you might have. Just got a text from a friend. She says, "Can you pray for my brother-in-law, Jim, who just came home yesterday on hospice? He is actively dying. The nurse says he only has maybe 1 or 2 days to live." I just can't get over how many people, maybe you experience this too. I know it comes in waves. How many people God has been calling home lately? At least in my sphere of friends and relations and people that I know, it's pretty amazing how many people God has been calling back home. I want to pray for Pam. Pam, my heart goes out to you. She just lost her mother, and she sent me a text too. She's one of the great movers behind Relevant Radio here as well. So I just want to lift her up. And Pam, I'll keep your last name confidential. I don't know whether you wanted that out there or not, but she says, "This morning, my beautiful mother, Diva, passed away. I just ask you to please pray for the repose of her soul in today's chapel. As you know, we've been praying her through some very significant moments over the last couple of years. She's collected her 5 daughters on Sunday. We spent all day with her and with each other. It's a rare treat. And she passed just right after midnight on May the 2nd. She's at peace. We, her 5 daughters, our husbands, and 18 grandchildren, well, we're heartbroken, but faithful. May she rest in peace." So may Diva and all of the faithfully departed rest in peace. Right? We pray also for Father Frank Brauner, a priest who's really only 44 years old, going through unbelievable health conditions right now. And a fellow priest asked me to pray for him. I want to pray for Louise Maslin, a beautiful woman, a matriarch in her own family, loved by many, who's going for surgery tomorrow. We'll pray for her. And final intention here, then we'll pray. Wayne from South Africa. We talk about how we are a spiritual family, not just here in the continental United States, but really all over the world, Asia, South Africa, Europe, South America. Wayne wrote to me, says, "I'm asking for prayers from around the world for my sister Colette. Last week, she had part of her colon removed, and yesterday they took her back into surgery because they found a leak. My sister's now sedated and on a ventilator, and I just ask everyone to please pray for her. She's such a special person and took over my mother's role for caring for our family when my mother passed away 8 years ago. She's a strong Catholic, always worries about everyone's well-being before her own. But please, I ask you to please pray for her so she'll make a full recovery. Thanks from South Africa, Wayne." All right, well, let's pray. We will do that. We'll lift up these intentions, all that have come in, and God knows our united prayers right now. So let's storm heavy with it. I'm joined by my colleague and great producer, Maggie. She's here with us this afternoon. Mags, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Anything you want to pray for as we kick it off?
You know, I would like to pray for, you know, God's moving in the legal system right now, but I would also pray that God moves in the hearts and minds of people who think abortion is acceptable. I hope that those hearts might be softened and that they might see the truth.
That's a great prayer, Meg. Thank you very much for that. And Lord, I'm going to pray in Thanksgiving because I see, as I said before, what we have going on here is a spiritual battle. There's a dark and demonic force in this culture of death. Lord, I thank you for vanquishing it. And by that precious blood that flowed from your wounds, we just ask for life to be protected, our nation to be a virtuous nation, and for all the intentions that we now pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. No blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
No blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
No blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take our first call this afternoon, and this call comes from, let's see, Marianne. Yes, listening in Springfield, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Marianne.
Hello, good afternoon, Drew. Hi, thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I called a while ago. I'm visiting in Springfield at my daughter's, by the way, but I called a while ago. My granddaughter, 17, Ashley, ran away. She returned. Well, she's pregnant, and she's unwed mother. She's bleeding with placenta abruptio. She's 18 weeks, and it doesn't look good for the baby, and it's a very dangerous situation for her because she's high risk. She's so tiny. So it's not good, and she's not. Ashley is not baptized. My son is working on it with my daughter-in-law, but my daughter-in-law is the mother, and it's a situation. So we need prayers for everybody, please. Ashley, you know, so that's my request. That I know God's will be done, but I hope this little baby, her name is Mia, they named her, and I hope she's saved. So
we're
praying to St. Philomena, everybody.
That's great.
Yeah,
you know, she's a powerhouse, right? We'll remember her at the end of our litany today.
Yeah.
She's a powerhouse saint. Boy, miracles abound to her intercession. I love that. The fact that we have this communion of saints, that you and I can pray for one another, and that, look, God's in control of everything. You know, God is complete control. If it's God's will, let's pray right now that this child be brought to term, doctors be amazed, and that this child be dedicated to God's mercy and a blessing to all that encounter, that she or he encounters. But, Lord, I don't know what your will is. We submit to it all the time. We pray for peaceful resolution. We know you bring good out of every situation, but I bring before you all those with complicated pregnancies, all those struggling with infertility, all those trying to adopt, the mother who's thinking about terminating her child right now. I want to pray for the cause of life in this country and for these women, like Mary Ann's granddaughter, who's in a critical situation. We pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
In Albuquerque, New Mexico. Christina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to bring my marriage to the show today for prayers. My husband is this very afternoon is deciding whether to stay in our marriage or go with another woman.
Oh my gosh. And he's going to tell you by the end of the day Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so sorry, Christina, for what you're going through. That is such a, so painful. In fact, I'm going to be dealing with marriage in the days ahead, in situations just like yours. Just talking to one of my producers about that. But the, let's pray. You know, let's just pray for the conversion of your husband. If you love him, which I know you probably
do,
then trust in the power of love in your prayer right now. Okay, let's turn to God. Let's ask him right now to bring about healing. And he can do that. He can bring healing to the situation in a second. And Lord, I know you honor our free will, but I know you also bring good out of every situation. And I pray for the grace of this sacramental marriage to manifest, Lord. And I just pray that this woman who loves her husband and who wants her marriage to continue, that we can have a profound conversion in the heart of her husband. And I just, Lord, ask for your mercy for anyone right now who's been betrayed, abused, who's been unfaithful, whose marriage is in trouble. I just ask you, enter in and heal. You know, Christina, just a final thought here. You know, there's one passage in the diary of St. Faustina that has always struck me. It's where the Lord spoke to Faustina, and she saw him in great majesty. And the Lord said this to her. He says, "If you wish, I will this instant create a new world. It'll be more beautiful than this one. You can live there for the rest of your life." He was going to create a whole new world for St. Faustina, right? Can you imagine that? And Faustina answered, "I don't want any worlds. I just want you, Jesus. I just want to love you with the same love that you have for me." And if the Lord would create a universe, a world, if he could do that in an instant, it often makes me think how in control he is of your circumstance. God can do anything, right? He can create a whole new world for you. He can bring about the conversion of your husband's heart. But I pray for miracles in this very moment. I ask you create new realities and new worlds for all those now asking for those miracles that they need. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Mike, do we have time for Twitter today?
Sure, yeah. I got a couple quick ones.
All right, very quickly then. Great.
Becca wrote to us and said, "Jacob gets tested today for diabetes. Please pray that it isn't diabetes and also for his eye condition to get better." Hannah wrote to us and said, "Please pray for my sister-in-law. She's been struggling with pancreatic cancer." Belinda said, "Please pray for me and my two sons. We're dealing with anxiety and very deep depression." Nancy wrote to us. She said, "Drew, this is Nancy in Illinois. Please pray for our Deacon Bill, who's having surgery today on his colon cancer. I called about him before. We're praying for good results and negative lymph nodes. Thank you so much." Mari's asking for prayers for Fernando. He may be in his last hours on earth. And Brett, we prayed for him yesterday. He said, "I have to have a tough conversation. Please pray for me." Today, he wrote to us and said, "Well, that conversation couldn't have gone any better. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you."
I love it. That's great. God is good.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Let's sneak Rose in from Texas. Thank you, Maggie. Rose, thank you for waiting. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you. So I would like to thank the Lord for every child he's given me. And also I would like to ask the Lord to please do whatever. I am asking for a miracle that my son will not have to go to prison, that the Lord would give him the option to go to Hope Reborn.
Okay. Well, let's pray for that, all right? We'll pray that the
I need
judge,
a miracle.
Keep praying. All right, Rose, we're here for you. All right, my heart goes out to you. It does. And no mother wants to see her child go to prison. Hey, and Lord, I just pray whatever judge or person has to make this decision, that they sit on the seat of mercy, not that of justice. They see the good and the power of this prayer affect their heart, their mind, and we pray for a new beginning for Rose's son. I pray for anyone who's incarcerated, anyone who has done time, anyone who is facing prison right now, Lord. And I pray for those who just need conversion and are in need of your mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Joan in Milwaukee. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I really need prayers for my son, Johnny. He suffers from mental illness, and it's been 2 years now, and he's getting even worse. I just came from visiting him. He prays all the time, but he suffered a nervous breakdown and has not recovered. He's not hardly eating anything, and he's just wasting away. And we're just broken by this because he was our jolly, loving son, and he's losing his mind every day. We're praying, we're offering it up for the intentions of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Immaculate Heart of Mary. But we need help so that he'll recover and see things normally.
Well, Joan, we're gonna pray right now for that, okay? Let's pray for your son. It seems this is a reoccurring intention today. Lord, I give you our children. We pray for their conversion, for their healing. Pray for those that are addicted, those who are away from the faith, those that are struggling with anxiety, those who are struggling with suicidal ideations, those who are depressed, Lord, those who are ill, those who are in bad relationships. Lord, I just give you our children, those that we love. We gather them all to you. We thank you for the gift of life. We bring these children to the foot of your cross as we pray, leaving them in your care and your hands. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our final call comes from Stephanie in Meridian, Connecticut. Hi, Stephanie. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'd like to pray for my sister. She is much younger than me and not married and is having an unplanned pregnancy. For her, for Grace to be a good mom, for my dad not to shun her out and be welcoming, for all pro-life intentions, that we all do our part with time and our money to support pro-life centers and legislature that promotes the pro-life cause. Thank you.
Amen. Hey, Allison, you're a great sister. That's good. You know, well, Stephanie, I should say. Stephanie, you're a wonderful sister. And I'll tell you what, let's pray first for your father. I'm sure your father's going to be warm and loving and welcoming. And Lord, I pray for any parent who might be shocked by this news. But I just pray that the mothers, the family members, everyone realize that life truly is a gift. It's not a burden. It's not a cross. But it'll be the biggest blessing of the family. And I just pray that this young woman can be a good mother. I pray for this, all who are experiencing unplanned pregnancies. I'm going to pray for those children who have been tainted by drugs or other elements while they're in the womb. And I just give you the cause of life today. I bring that intention to you in a big time way, Lord. We pray for our Supreme Court, for our country. We pray in reparation for our offense against life. We give you our hearts with every other need that we have. We pray, Eternal Father, We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Philomena,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sobotchko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If I could ask you to do me a favor, too, if you could say a prayer for me today, I'd value it. You know, there's times where you need a little more prayer than others, and kind of have one of those moments. And if you could just, I don't know, say Hail Mary or Our Father, a chaplet, anything, just remember me in your prayers, I definitely would appreciate that. And I also do want to ask you to do me a favor in the next couple minutes that I have here. If you can go to the phones and join us, you know, this hour, and you in particular, this is the most generous giving of the day. And it's really a tribute to God's mercy. I always sit back and I marvel. Those who pray with me here, they really, you value and you believe in the power of God's mercy. And I just love what he told Faustina. I'll create a whole new world for you if that's what you want. The Lord, Faustina said, no, I don't want kingdoms. I don't want money. I don't want anything. I just want you. That should be our prayer, shouldn't it? That our relationship with God, that we have this longing, this deep hunger for a more united relationship with him, because that's what the next life is all about. Let's work on it together on this side of the veil. All right, let's do that. And if you could perform an act of mercy, if you could make a pledge, any dollar amount, it could be $10, it could be $10,000, it all gets matched today. I don't know if we'll have matching funds tomorrow, but we do right now. That would be wonderful. And if you have a prayer intention, I know you like to pray, please leave it with us, because Father Rocky is going to take that prayer intention with him this Saturday and take it to two national shrines, the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help and the Shrine of St. Joseph. So if you have financial needs, if you have health needs, if you're praying for fertility, if you're praying for those kids, whatever it is, send it to us. Leave it here. You'll get masses and adoration and chaplets and rosaries, but you'll also go on pilgrimage. Those intentions will go to two of these powerful shrines, and prayers will be offered for you. So call now, okay? 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. And if you do it online, we'll also send you an MP3 that Father did on the power, the promises of the Memorare.
Barbara in Horseshoe Bay, Texas, thank you for your pledge. Neil in Reno, Nevada, thank you for your $100 pledge. And Rosalind in Franklin, Wisconsin, your $250 means the world to us. Thank you. All pledges coming in this hour are being matched 100%. That's why you want to give right now at 877-291-0123. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Kendall, joining Drew Mariani. Drew, what a historic day it's been. You and I were in touch with each other last night when the news was breaking out of the Supreme Court. Did you kind of experience the same thing this morning that I did when I woke up? I was like, Was that a dream or was that real? Did that really happen in D.C. overnight?
The problem was I stayed up too late. I was watching broadcasters. I went to see the liberals. I went to see conservative. I went to hear what people were saying and what's coming. And then, of course, this morning I was inundated with this great news, Mike. It's the power of prayer, power of that memorial, the power of that rosary that we've been praying, the power of this chaplet.
Yeah, well, we want to hear from you now at 877-291-0123. Those who want to support the Drew Mariani Show. I was thinking about this today, Drew. You've been on Relevant Radio for close to 19 years now. Yep. And day in and day out, you talk about the dignity of human life from conception to natural death. You've been doing that for 19 years. I calculated that would add up to about 13,680 hours of nonstop talk about the life issue. Wow. How do you feel today? I mean, this is something you've been working on together with our listeners for 19 years. It's just amazing. We want to hear your support now at 877-291-0123 for Drew and all the great guests that he brings on every day to talk about the life issue, because they're making a difference. We want to hear from you. 877-291-0123.
And when you make that pledge, you are making a pledge for life. That's really what you do. I mean, we bring to you a great mind. I knew this day was coming. I said to you before, good always conquers evil. No doubt that prayer changes things. I'm a believer in the power of prayer. Could you help us in this important cause of making sure that, Relevant Radio says stay strong so we can give you a perspective on these issues and we can call the world to prayer? Call right now, 877-291-0123. Take advantage of the dollar-for-dollar match. Leave us that prayer intention. If you do it online, you'll also get that downloadable MP3. But we need to hear from you right now, okay? 877-291-0123. Mike?
I'd like to hear from 300 people. We've already heard from about 90 this hour, so let's go. 210 people in the next 35 minutes. We can do this. Donate online. The phone lines are busy. You can go to relevantradio.com or tap the app and donate on your Relevant Radio mobile app, but you can do it. Show your support. You've always wanted to make that pledge to Relevant Radio. Today, make the day today. Call now.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah, it's such a great theme. Give hope. First of all, you're giving me hope. Every time I look up at the call screen and I see your name, now I can see a little bit of a different call screen here. I see the city, I see the dollar amount, and I see the first name. So, Pete in Bozeman, Montana, thank you for your gift. Joan, Fort Mill, South Carolina, thank you for yours. Mark in Garfield, New Jersey. Anonymous in Linwood. Valerie in Kansas. Anonymous in St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you, guys. Thank you all. So many calls. David in Berlin, New Jersey. The list goes on. You're great and you're wonderful, and you will be blessed for your generosity. If you can help, join us at 888-914-9149. I'll tell you a true story about what those gifts that just came in are going to do and what your gift has done. I know so often, look, I've asked you to support me in the past, and you've come through in this hour just in such a merciful way. It's been overwhelming. I'm always stunned by the generosity of this hour. It's really a witness to your charity and to your love of your faith and to God's mercy. My producer, Tom, I had shared to share the story with him. He had a daughter who was 31 years old, came down with cancer, and after having an emergency surgery, they find this. 3 weeks later, she's battling for her life. And God called her home. The night that she was dying, he called me and he asked me to come to Minnesota to be with him and his family and to pray. And I've shared the story with you before. As his daughter was on their deathbed, we prayed rosaries and we prayed chaplets. It was an incredibly moving experience. I witnessed the faith of really a heroic family, one who loved God and had faith in God and in the next life, and a young girl who was ready to meet her bridegroom. You know, it was just an amazing story. The next day I'm leaving, I'm getting ready to go back to the studios. I was going to leave the state and travel back to Relevant Radio's headquarters. And I had a five-hour ride or something I had to take in the car, maybe a little bit more. So a buddy of mine says, hey, look, why don't you stop at this coffee shop? It's the only coffee shop, he says, in the entire country that has the Eucharist in it. I'm like, a coffee shop has the Eucharist in it? Are you kidding me? So we go there, and there's a group of women at a Bible study, you know, at a table behind me. I got some coffee and a scone and, you know, made a quick visit to the Blessed Sacrament. And I met a woman who is there. Her name was Melissa, Melissa Scaccio. And we just started talking. She was working behind the counter, and she really impressed me. She told me that it was Catholic radio, you know, that really had a profound impact on her life, and it helped bring about her conversion. And I just want you to know that when you make those gifts to Relevant Radio, you don't know who you're going to touch, and you don't know how God is going to touch the life of someone else. You just don't know. That's the beauty of Relevant, right? Because the signal hits so many people. You don't know who's going to hear something, and it pierces their heart, it sticks in their intellect, or because, you know, they turn around and they ask forgiveness from their spouse, or they're introduced to a prayer that they now can pray at the bedside of their dying. You don't know. You know, your generosity doesn't. I'm grateful for it. I just want you to know that. I've asked Melissa to stop by today and to share her story with us. She was with us before, and great story. And if you didn't hear her story, I thought it'd be great to share it with you today. Melissa, thank you for coming on today. It's always good to have you here and great to talk with you.
Oh, thanks for having me back on, Drew. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I love it. You know, rather than me tell your story, let me share with those who are listening how God's grace reached you and ultimately your family, and ultimately the role Catholic radio played and where you are with the Lord right now.
Oh, I know. It's such a great story. I got so many comments and emails and calls from people calling the coffee shop because they heard the story. So I'm so happy that it's gotten out, the impact Catholic radio has had on me. And I'm just so happy to share it again. But I was born a cradle Catholic. I had five brothers and sisters, my mom and dad. We went to Mass every Sunday, but we didn't really talk about the faith at home. So I knew what was happening. I had Mass memorized. I knew what was happening, but I didn't really understand anything that was going on. And I went away to college, and I kind of fell away, stopped going to Mass, and ended up marrying a man that was an atheist. And he had three children, and we brought them into our home. And I had three children in 3 years in quick succession. And I just quit going to church. I didn't have time. And it wasn't really that important to me, and it definitely wasn't that important to my husband. He preferred we not have God involved, interfering in our lives. And eventually I felt so empty. And there was a girl that sat next to me at work. Her name was Jen. And she turned around to me one day and she was like, "Well, why don't you start going to church again?" And I was completely overwhelmed by the idea. I worked on the weekends, and my husband stayed at home with the kids, and I worked all the time. And I was like, "How am I going to find a church? How am I going to do anything?" And she gave me a set of Father Carapi CDs. And I listened to them on the Easter Triduum, and my whole life changed. There was a fire of hunger inside to know more. I mean, I didn't even understand that Christ was present in the Eucharist. Like, how had I lived like 27 years, and I didn't know that, or I didn't remember if I'd ever been told. And I couldn't believe that I didn't know that. And I wondered how much more there was that I didn't know out there. And I was so overwhelmed by the idea of finding a church. And so she just said to me, she's like, "Well, maybe you should just download an app," because way back then iPod touches first became a thing and Relevant Radio had an app. And when I was younger, my dad would always tell people to listen to Relevant Radio. Like, he would talk about it all the time. He taught Faith Formation. And I used to think he was such a nerd, because why on earth would anyone want to listen to Catholic radio? Like, what possible reason would there be for someone to want? It sounded so boring. Roll my eyes when my dad would say it. And she suggested that to me. And I thought, well, what the heck? Like, I'd listened to those CDs like 10 times. And I was like, those are memorized. I need to find more. So I downloaded Relevant Radio. And I was blown away by the content. It was incredible. Every day I learned, and I couldn't wait to get to work to tune in and just start filling in all the holes from all the things that I'd been missing. And like, I would work 10-hour shifts, and I would just hit play, and we would go into Relevant, and I would just listen to all the programming straight through for the day. And eventually I decided that I've got to get back to Mass. I don't know how many times Father Rocky would say, you've got to be going to Mass. And it finally hit my heart that I needed to get back. And my friend Jen suggested a church, and I talked to some other people, and they're like, you know, if you want to be a Catholic in this town, this is where you really, really should go. And I went and I sat and I cried for hours. I went to confession for the first time in like 15 years. And I just felt like I had come home and I couldn't believe I'd been gone all that time. So I started secretly going to church because my husband did not like the idea that I was attending Mass. He did not want God interfering in our lives. So I would sneak out on Sundays. I would either lie and say I was going shopping, or if I was at work, I'd combine all my breaks together and I would sneak out and go to Mass and then just go back, and no one would ever know that I had been there.
Right.
And after a few years, it really weighed on my heart to get my kids into the Catholic schools. There was a presentation at the end of Mass. They brought out a projector and a screen, and the Holy Spirit, it just moved my heart. And the principal was talking, and she just said, if you feel like you're supposed to be in the Catholic schools, you need, like, just come and talk to me and we'll make it happen. And I knew that day that I had to get my kids in the Catholic schools because my kids had never been to church ever. And my husband would not let me baptize them. So through a turn of events, one of my stepsons got kicked out of the public school system, and we didn't have a choice. We either had to move to another town or go private. And my husband, after a lot of arguing, agreed that we should try the Catholic schools. The school is a couple blocks from our house. He finally agreed to let me enroll them. And my kids were going to Mass for the first time, which was the most amazing thing. And I wasn't allowed to catechize them at home, and the schools did all the catechesis for those beginning years for me, which was absolutely amazing. And eventually, about 9 years ago, my husband passed away in a motorcycle accident. And I know it doesn't make very much sense, but after the funeral, I just couldn't go back to the church. So for about 6 months, I stayed home and I stayed away from Mass.
Well, listen,
but
just hold the thought. I hate to even have to stop you at this
point. Oh, no, that's okay.
Hold the thought. I want you to finish your story, okay, on the other side. And if you have your own conversion story, if Relevant or Catholic Radio or God's Grace has brought you into the church, I'd love to hear your story, too. You can always join us, 888-914-9149. That gets you into the studio. Melissa will continue her story after having lost her husband. What a tragedy. These beautiful children. We'll pick it up on the other side. But stay with me. I'll be right back.
Did you like what Drew and the guest had to say? Get caught up on this conversation and all the others by going to the Relevant Radio Archives. Just search for The Drew Mariani Show.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, yes, thank you, Patrick. First, I just want to say I really enjoy your show, and as a revert back to Catholic faith, you've been very instrumental in my learning about the faith. And Patrick, I do appreciate you taking opposing views, and I think you do a very good job in bringing that out, and you're very fair. And
thank you.
I appreciate your show and what you do on your program. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. Very kind of you. Do you hear that, Cyrus? Listening to Relevant Radio helped Mike come back to the Catholic Church. Isn't that awesome?
I love it.
Love that.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We asked for 300 people to step up this hour during our Give Hope Pledge Drive, and we're halfway there. 150 of you have stood up. Thank you. You've made your tax-deductible pledge to Relevant Radio at 877-291-0123. So the next 150, Drew, that's the tough one. We've got to climb that hill here in 16 minutes. But the phones are lighting up. I can see them going now. 877-291-0123. Dollar a day pledge from Anita in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Greta in Traverse City, Michigan, kicking in a dollar a day. And we love our new donors. Marilyn in Marietta, Georgia. Welcome to our roster. We've put your name on the list. You made your very first $50 pledge to Relevant Radio. It's great to have you on the team, Marilyn. Thank you. 877-291-0123.
Mike, I just love what Relevant Radio is all about. People like Connie and Lisa and Shirley and everyone who's donating in right now, thank you for your generosity. But you see the fruit of it. We have this beautiful conversation with Melissa. Lives are changed. People are learning their faith. they're having misconceptions cleared. They're being drawn into a deeper and more beautiful union with the Lord. And that's what this mission is all about. And I just want to invite you today in the next 15 minutes. Mike says, how about 150 people to join us? Next 15 minutes, we can do that. Would you be one of those people? And you can give large or small. I see donations on the screen here. Margaret in Clifton, New Jersey, thank you for your gift. $10. I've seen a $240 donation coming from Patricia in Wisconsin. Thank you for your gifts. Large and small, they are all matched dollar for dollar. If everyone would step forward in this moment, we'll make a difference. We'll move the needle. We'll get there. 877-291-0123. Don't forget, if you do it online, if you go to relevantradio.com or you use the mobile app, we'll send you that MP3 the Father put together, about 15-minute MP3. Wonderful. On the Memorare. And Mike, that's a perfect gift to have and a great prayer to pray.
Yeah, in this presentation, it gives you the background and the history of the Memorare prayer. You know, you pray it all the time, but there's so much more behind just the words. He shares his personal experiences of how praying the Memorare has impacted his life as a priest and how it can change yours as well. That's a free gift if you make your donation of any size online. And because the phone lines are lit up right now, a great time to give online is right now, relevantradio.com, and we'll send you that exclusive download courtesy of Father Rocky. Whatever you do, make your pledge in the next 14 minutes. We want to make this a big hour. 120, 119, 118 more calls to go. Let's do this. Stand up for Drew. Stand up for life. Give hope. 877-291-0123. And I can't wait to hear the rest of Melissa's story here. That's coming up next on Drew Mariani's Show.
The Drew Mariani Show is on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, now that's a classic, huh? Supertramp. It's give a little bit, right? Yeah, give a little bit of love. How about give a little bit of coin, a little bit of cheddar, a little bit of whatever you can to help us. Pretty cheesy, right? Come on, we could use your help. 877-291-0123. Maggie's shouting in my ear, no! Maggie, you sound like my wife. She says the same thing. It's dad humor, I guess. Good to have you with me, though. Thank you for joining me. And we could use your support. There's room for you on the phones at 877-291-0123 or online. Whatever you can do would make a big difference. If you're just tuning in, I'm having the great privilege of speaking today with Melissa Scaccio. I bumped into her in a coffee shop in Minnesota when visiting my my friend and colleague, a producer on the show whose daughter was recently called home. And she shared part of her story with me. And I just said, look, you got to share it with our family here. And she's doing that. She is a mother. She would be going to Mass secretly, telling her husband, who wanted nothing to do with the church, that she's going shopping. You know, no one really knew. And I'm sure she prayed for his conversion and prayed for her own children. And the way God works, he opened doors. Her children ended up in a Catholic school. But tragically, her husband was... he died in a motorcycle accident. And let's pick it up there, Melissa. That had to be devastating, to say the least.
It was really hard because, like you just said, I was praying for ever since I had started going back to Mass, I was praying for his conversion. And I thought maybe something bad would happen to me and he would watch me suffer and then that would bring about his conversion. And then instead, God took him instead. I was so confused. I was kind of mad at God, which was one of the reasons I quit going to Mass for like 6 months after he died, because I was like, you were supposed to take me and convert him, and instead he took him and then left me. So, but you know, God has a much bigger and better plan than we do. But after he passed away, after the funeral, for about 6 months, I couldn't bring myself to go back into the church where the funeral had happened.
Wow.
But the one thing I did was, even though I wasn't going to Mass, I never, ever, ever stopped listening to Relevant Radio, just like I would at work any day when I would go in. I would turn it on in the morning after my kids went to school, and I would just listen to it all day while I was working around in the house. And it kept me close to God. I was listening to Mass, even though I wasn't attending, and I was still feeding my soul and more spiritually in tune with God than I had ever been. And then eventually my kids, First Communion was coming up for my older two that were in the Catholic school, and they needed to be baptized, and my husband had never allowed that. So the kids asked me, a second grader and a third grader, they were like, Mom, can we please get baptized so we can have First Communion with our class? And, you know, one of the beauties of the Catholic school, if they hadn't been in school and I wasn't going to church, that never, ever would have happened. So I couldn't deny them that. I was like, I got to get my butt back to church so that we can get you baptized so you can have First Communion with your class. And then that's what happened. We went in, the kids were baptized, all three of them. One was only in kindergarten. So I had a kindergartner, a second grader, and a third grader at that time in the Catholic school. And they got baptized, and then they went through the sacrament preparation. And I remember they told me in a meeting, you have to be going to Mass if your kids are going to be getting a sacrament. And I'm like, okay, well, we're back. And that was almost 9 years ago, and I don't think we've missed Mass since, except for the pandemic and, of course, when you couldn't actually go. But, yeah, that was such a major reversion in life to have the kids say, let's go back. We need to go to Mass, Mom, so we can get our sacraments. And, you know, they were telling me, because of their good Catholic education, that I needed to get back to Mass. And Catholic Radio had been telling me to get back to Mass, too. So, yes, and we've just been extremely involved in the church ever since and very involved in my faith. And, you know, you're learning and you're growing, and conversion is not a one-time event. It is a lifetime. It's a lifetime achievement, really. You never, ever, ever stop your conversion, and you're always growing closer to God. And Catholic Radio was just such a huge impact in that, because if there was no Catholic Radio on my app on my iPod way, way, way back when my friends suggested I start going back to church, I would not be where I am today on any level. And now I have such an understanding of my faith, such an understanding that I actually teach it. I write confirmation curriculum, and I teach, confirmation. Awesome. And actually I just had a class of 14 be confirmed. The bishop came to Rochester on Friday, and my daughter was in the class, my middle daughter. So the one that asked to be baptized actually was confirmed on Friday. I run a Catholic nonprofit coffee shop focused on evangelization. I give testimonies all over the place talking about my conversion story and helping people come to the faith and understanding how suffering can be such a blessing in your life and how God uses all of those bad things to bring about the good and to bring you into his plan for you. And I'm so grateful for Catholic Radio.
Well, Melissa, we'll have to have you back to talk about suffering. It's one of the great mysteries of life, but boy, the Lord really makes it a grace-filled opportunity, a transformative opportunity, and we all have it. Nobody escapes it, as I know you know. But I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for your testimony and for your witness to the power of how God can use all sorts of means to bring us closer to him, especially Catholic Radio. A quick plug for the coffee shop. It's there in Minnesota. Anybody in the area wants to check it out. It's near Rochester, near the Mayo Clinic. What's the name of it again? How can people get connected?
Oh, it is St. James Coffee. You can find us on Facebook or at www.stjamescoffee.com.
That's great. Melissa, thank you. Say a prayer for us, okay, next time you're in the Blessed Sacrament there.
Oh, you betcha. I'm in there every day, so I will definitely do that for you, Drew.
I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
What a wonderful story, huh? I love this. Melissa Escachillo lost her husband, but boy, Catholic Radio, as you heard her say, was so instrumental in helping her to know the faith. And once you know the faith, you fall in love with it. The more you know, the more you realize you don't know, and the more you want to know, and the more you just realize how good God is. That's what I had. I was taking this course in moral theology, and my drive back from this class tonight, I thank God for how little I know and what he's revealing to me. Relevant Radio is here for you every day. I'm going to ask you in the next maybe 10 minutes, that's all I have, 5 minutes I have left, will you be there for us? We could really use you today. It's been a little bit of a slow day, so if you can make a small sacrifice, that's all we're asking. 877-291-0123. It's tax deductible, and it will be matched dollar for dollar. You could also do that online.
We need 110 faithful Catholics to stand up and give hope before the end of the hour. 6 minutes left in the hour. Let's hear from you now at 877-291-0123. Maybe Melissa's story inspired you. Has Relevant Radio had that kind of influence on you and you've never really made that first financial contribution to our effort? Make today the day you step up and join this team and put some skin in the game. 877-291-0123. Do it now. We want to hear from 300 total people before the end of the hour, and we still have, oh gosh, about 109, 108, 107 now, Drew, to get to that goal and only 4 minutes left.
There's room,
though.
They can do it.
There is room. There's definitely room. So let's hear from you right now.
877-291-0123. Sorry, Mike. If you could help, please do it, because the window is closing. We have matching funds today, and I really want to hit that home, because I don't know if we're going to have them tomorrow. More than likely, we're not. We don't have them every day. So if you're thinking about giving, make the call right now. 877-291-0123, Mike.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about Elon Musk taking over at Twitter, and could he censor anyone he wants to censor? We hear every day, Drew, about how TikTok and Facebook kind of manipulates us through their algorithms, right? Well, at Relevant Radio, we control the content together. Our listeners, our bishops, we as faithful Catholics with shared values, we made a strategic decision years ago that we must own and operate the stations that we're on. So there's power in ownership. When you invest in Relevant Radio, you're not risking anything. You know what you hear. What comes out every day, every week, every year on Relevant Radio, you can count on it. Make an investment in Relevant Radio, because there really is power in ownership. All of our content is true to our guiding principles 24/7. If it's true to the magisterium, under the protection of the Blessed Mother, united with our bishops, we're good to go. Those are our guiding principles, and we stand by them every day. Support that kind of Catholic radio now. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
And really, a final reminder, just on a spiritual note here. Please, when you do call, and I see donations here from $10 to $200 in my screen in front of me. I'm very grateful. Grace, thank you in Staten Island for your $20 gift. Sean, thank you for your $250 in Bloomington. Leave us your prayer intentions. All right, don't forget, I know you have a need. I know you have a particular one. Father Rocky is going to be taking these prayer intentions with him to the National Shrine of St. Joseph, walking 21 miles this Saturday and praying along the way, rosaries and all sorts of other prayers for those intentions. He's going to end up at the National Shrine of Related Good Help. It's a powerhouse pilgrimage. I've been on it many times. He often shares with me, you know, three different people asking to pray for children, and today they have those children. And all sorts of miracles have taken place. Over the past 150 years, there have been miracles from paralysis to the vanquishing of cancer to the restoration of sight. It's pretty amazing. So please do that. And if you go online, we'll also send you the MP3 that he did on the power of the memorare. But there's room for you right now. Mike was asking for $300. We only got about 2 minutes left. So please give us a quick call or make that pledge online at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. Any way or anything you can give, believe me, it'll make a difference, and we'll be grateful for it.
I love that dollar a day level, Drew, because it's just a reminder every day when you wake up and you tune in Morning Air, or maybe the first show you listen to in the morning is Patrick Madrid out on the West Coast, and you turn on Patrick, you know that given day you have an investment. You kicked in a dollar that given day. Consider the dollar a day pledge. We'll give you a very nice, special, unique premium item that you get as just a thank you, and that would be this... This year is the book from Father Looney, How They Love Mary. That book is our thank you to you. But consider that dollar a day pledge, 877-291-0123, and join Joe in Lansing, Illinois, who's donated at a dollar a day. Earlier, we heard from Greta in Traverse City with that dollar a day pledge. Thank you so much for keeping those calls coming in. All right, Drew, we're down to, we just need another 88 more people. Come on, keep them coming. 877-291-0123.
Yeah, there's room for you. It's not too late to get in. Come on. 877-291-0123. Dollar for dollar match. Do it online, though. We could use you there, too, at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. Thank you for whatever you can do. I know God will bless you. Souls are going to be touched.